Hey, I'm Agatha Sthana, a program manager for the Visual C++ team. In this talk, I'm going to provide an overview on what's new with Visual C++ Cross-Platform Mobile in Update 1. I will follow this up with a few demos and then wrap it up by providing you a link to resources where you can follow us to get started. While our main scenario is still targeted for cross-platform C++ applications, a major request we've heard is to provide support for Java debugging and basic code editing when developing Android applications. Update 1 introduces a Java language and debugging experience for Android targeting. In addition to this, with Update 1, Android applications will build faster as a result of the support introduced for parallel compilation, similar to the /np feature for the Windows platform. Newer flagship Android and iOS devices are ARM64 and x64 respectively. As a result, with Update 1, we are introducing support for x64 and ARM64 targeting. Android and iOS developers will now be able to build and debug for these platforms as well. CMake is a popular cross-platform build system generator, and Update 1 also provides a Visual C++ Android project generator for all the CMake users out there. This will allow an easier experience for developers to move their code to Visual Studio. For developers currently using Eclipse for Android development, a converter has also been introduced, which will allow easy conversion of Eclipse Android projects into Visual Studio Android projects. In addition to all these new features for the Android platform, we've also revamped our iOS experience, which provides a better out-of-the-box support for iOS development. And now also, it allows for auto-discovery for debug targets and iOS provisioning profiles. Lastly, on the Windows front, a new Clang-based compiler with the Microsoft Code Generation C2 compiler has been introduced for building your cross-platform C++ code across applications. Next, I'm going to go into some demos. Welcome to this demo. As a part of this demo, I will be showing you some of the new features we've added as a part of the Visual C++ mobile experience in Update 1. The first thing I want to show you is the Android Project Importer. The Android Project Importer allows you to import your existing Eclipse projects into Visual Studio easily. You can point to a workspace or project and then click Finish. Next, I want to show you guys the Java language, service, and debugging experience. For doing so, I'm going to bring up the More Teapots application. More Teapots is a JNI application, which means it has both Java and C++ code. Let's now take a look at the native activity project by looking at the project properties. The native activity project builds all your C++ source code and is currently getting built as a dynamic shared library or an SO file. We currently target Android API level 19, and this C++ source code, which is being built as a dynamic shared library, is then used to build the end-to-end Android application package file or the APK file using the AND build system. The packaging project is responsible for invoking the AND build system, and it also contains all the Java servers, assets, and artifacts required for building your Android application package file. For demoing the Java language service experience, I'm going to bring up the More Teapots application.java source file. Let's go ahead and add a log message in the onCreate function for this application. For doing so, I'm going to import the Android util log package. Notice that as I'm importing this Android util log package, the auto-completion helps me to find this package. Additionally, also notice the squiggle that's appearing currently in the source file. The reason for the squiggle to appear is because Java Language IntelliSense is telling us that this import is currently not used. Let's now go ahead and add a log message. Notice how adding this log message, which uses the Android util log package, now results in the squiggle being removed, and IntelliSense is happy. This is a preview experience that we're offering today for Java language service experience, and is specially targeted for Android users. But some of the other features that you guys are used to when editing code in Visual Studio also work for Java. For example, I can go ahead and say go to definition on this AI type. which currently takes me to the source line where this was defined. Next, I want to show you guys a debugging experience. For doing so, I'm going to set up a couple of breakpoints. Notice how the debugger drop-down menu is currently pointing to an ARM64 device. With update 1, we've also added support for ARM64 and x64. In this particular case, MoreTPOS is an application which is being built for the ARM32 platform, but is being deployed or targeted to for an ARM64 device. This is a fairly common scenario, and we're happy to provide this experience in update 1. Next, I'm going to hit deploy, which will basically build my application and then deploy it to the device. Notice how the APK was built successfully. This will now initiate the debugging experience for Java. Notice the breakpoint that we set was hit. In the locals window, the call stack, the watch window just work automatically. We also provide support for some of the other debugging features. For example, I can look at the threats window, conditional breakpoints, and so on. Using this experience, developers can easily develop Java-based Android applications as well, now using Visual Studio with Update 1. I hope you guys enjoyed the demo. Thank you for watching this video. You can follow us on vs.com and VC blog to keep up to date with our latest offerings in the cross-platform mobile space.